Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. It's my real pleasure to welcome Eric De La Pena to the Midday Show. Eric, nice to meet you today.
Nice to meet you. Good to be here.
Yeah. So people know, as I said before we started talking on the air, you performed here. We just had another parlor session last week, but you and Natalie Merchant did a parlor session here some years ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. In a very old building.
Right.
Very old colonial building. Yeah.
Right. Elmendorf. That's right. Yeah. Let's go. You're a multi-hyphenate. You're one of these classic musical multi-hyphenates, right? And artistic types, aren't you?
I suppose so. That's exciting. I hadn't pondered that yet, but that's true. Yeah. I'll go with that. I'll own that.
What instruments do you play?
Well, primarily guitar, and then I've added on banjo and mandolin and lap steel and a little tipple, and I sing.
Right.
So that's what I have to offer.
It's a lot. And you write.
I do, yeah.
And you compose and you play with a variety of, over the time, I guess, anyway, a variety of different groups or a solo probably, but also with Hazmat Modine, for instance. Tell me a little also about the different collaborations you've had.
For me, it's been, you know, I had my own band, which was a duo with Dean Sharinow called Kill Henry Sugar, where I was the
Right.
songwriter and he was the producer. And then I co-write with Wade Schumann in Hazmat Modine, where I also sing as well and play. As a sideman, I play with Natalie Merchant for the last 25 years.
She's just not a really unfriendly, terrible type of person, I hear. Is that true?
That is not true.
It's not. You okay?
Sharp tack. She is on her game.
And a real supporter also of KZE, which is.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, she loves it. Joan Osborne, who also sort of lives in the area. She's in, you know.
What a great performer.
Yeah, fantastic. And I played with Joan Baez for a while.
Unbelievable.
And just recently, I had some moderate success with an off-Broadway show that I co-wrote with David Yazbek called Dead Outlaw, which will
nice.
be...
Nice. May I ask what theater that was at? Just
that was
I'm
at
a
the
New Yorker.
Audible Theater, which is okay. Used to be the Minetta Lane Theater.
Ah, in the West Village. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah. Love that theater.
And that will be ostensibly moving to Broadway and London.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
That's huge. Oh, good. Glad I got you now on the Midday Show here now, because soon you won't respond to my emails. And
I'll just be sitting on a marshmallow somewhere.
Break a leg with that show. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
So we're talking today because on Saturday, August 24th, there's going to be a screening, and I want to describe this correctly and jump in if I misdescribe, is that a term? But if I make any mistakes, just huh. There's a documentary called Unlikely Looters that was made by a filmmaker named Hillary Leitner.
Yeah.
Unlikely Looters, a musical documentary. It's about your father, who over a course of 35 years was building a stone monument. And this documentary tackles that story. And you can talk about it a little bit more in a moment, but there will be there's music in the film, obviously, and it is going to be screening at the Woodstock Playhouse at 7:00 p.m. on, again, Saturday, August 24th. It's coming right up. It's called Unlikely Looters, a musical documentary. And then I'm guessing in tandem with the screening, you and Daisy Castor are going to be performing some music.
Yes. Not too much music, just the right amount of music.
And it's such a careful balance.
Yes, it is a careful balance.
You know, because people, you know, it's probably, I'm guessing, about an 80, 90-minute documentary. And then,
no, it's less. It's actually only 50 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So there'll be a few
to
more
the
tunes
point.
In there.
Yes. Perfect. This documentary is unique in many ways for
Why?
Many reasons. Well, it's very intimate, and it's also very upbeat, which is a word I don't use a lot. She has known my father. Should I go backwards a little bit? My father's
Please.
an 82-year-old guy who purchased some land in Mount Tremper, or really Lake Hill on 212 outside of
Okay,
Woodstock,
sure.
and built himself a stone wall one summer. And 35 years later, now has a maze of walls and grottos and sculptures and paintings and mosaics and fountains and towers. So it's really
Amazing.
become quite a spider web of stone and clay. Hillary was a neighbor who came to help out when there was some stone issue. She helped out, but she's also an artist. And so she was already kind of in the circle. So she just started filming. She just started talking. She just started interviewing. And at a certain point, it organically became this short documentary. Or I guess not short, but
well,
documentary.
It would probably be considered a
Not
short
long.
film if it were film festival. They'd probably stick it in the shorter film category, perhaps. But whatever, it should be whatever length is organic to the story, is right? I mean,
completely organic. That's the beauty of it, and that's what shows, I think, in the documentary. Other people years before, many people had attempted, many professional and people with enormous resumes in the film industry, that might be overstating, but attempted to make a documentary. But like with many projects, people start things and never finish them, or never have a vision, or never develop a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might have happened four or five times. But with
Mm-hmm.
Hillary, it really, she got there. And she understood, and she was sympathetic, and I think those were important beats to hit.
I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. It's called Unlikely Looters, a musical documentary. It's going to have a one-time screening at the moment at the Woodstock Playhouse on Saturday, August 24th at 7 o'clock. And I'm speaking to musician Eric Della Penna, who is the son of the film subject, if you would consider your father the subject. Maybe it's the project.
Yeah, he is the
the primary
subject.
subject.
Nick
Okay.
Dillon. I guess I should add that the music that's in it is my music.
You should add that.
Because it was so Daisy and I won't be playing just willy-nilly for no reason.
I see.
It's pertinent to the film. Yeah, so there came time for the film needed a soundtrack. And
oh,
there's
you know.
not really a budget. And I'm his son, and I'm available.
That's nice.
And
Well,
I
you know, and
just
I think they should remove the track during the screening, the score or soundtrack, what have you. And you and Daisy should play in the background during the screening. That's a popular thing.
I would like that. Yeah, we could
that could
do
happen
that.
In a future screening, maybe when it screens at Lincoln Center, you know, or something like that, Palace Tully Hall. And your dad, will he be at this screening?
He will be at the screening. Yes.
Oh, cool. So people can meet your, and his name is?
His name is Nick Della Penna.
Nick Della Penna.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, this sounds like a wonderful event. And you know, I'm so glad that we were able to connect today, Eric, because the project seems to pair with what we do here at the station in terms of just making something organic that's about storytelling and music and is community oriented. And it just seems like that's so glad that we were able to talk today. Thanks for.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think you're right about that. Thanks.
And we'd love to have you come in soon and play some music here. You know?
I'm around. I have big connections to Hudson Valley and the area. Yeah, anytime. Just
oh,
say
that'd be
the
great.
Word.
Thank you so much for coming on the Midday Show today.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
And now, actually, what we'll do is, since I have you here, is we'll play a song. You mentioned you were involved with a duo, Kill Henry Sugar, right?
Yes.
So what we'll do now is we'll play a recording called Little Faker. This is 98.1 AZE.